Okay, let's review Shabbos stuff, Tzadi Beis. In yesterday's daf, we learned the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah, whether Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, whether the contents of the Kli are considered to be in the Rishus where the Kli is located. V'chein Amar Rava, Lo Shanu Ela Bekupa Malei Kishu Nudaluin. Rava said that when the Mishnah said that you're potter for bringing a basket of fruit from Rishus HaYachid to an area that straddles the Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabim, it was only speaking about a basket of long vegetables which are not entirely in the Rishus Rabim. If the fruits were smaller and therefore entirely in the Rishus Rabim, you would be chayiv for bringing them out. Apparently, Rava holds Eged Kli, Lo Shmei Eged. We're not concerned by the placement of the Kli, just the location of the fruit. Abaye Amar, Afilu Mleya Chardol Pater. That Abaye holds, even if the Kli was full of mustard seed, you'd be Pater, since Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. We're concerned by the location of the Kli, not just the fruits. Ultimately, come Abaye b'shitase de Rava, v'kam Rava b'shitase de Abaye. Abaye and Rava traded opinions, and any statements of Abaye and Rava that seem to conform to their original opinions should be changed to reflect the switching of their opinions. The Gemara clarifies parenthetically that if a person stands in Rosh Hashanah and sticks his hand carrying something into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he will be chayiv, provided that his hand is within 3 tefachim of the ground. If it were above 3 tefachim from the ground, he's potter, because the object was never considered to have been placed down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And that's the case of the first mission in the Masechta of the Ani and the Balabayas. Hamotzi bein v'yamino bein v'smol. The Mishnah lists a number of ways to carry which are considered normal, and therefore a person would be chayiv for, and a number of other ways for which one would be pater because they're considered to be very unusual ways to carry. Some of the unusual ways to carry include b'piv, b'marpeko, ba'ozno, b'sa'aro, in his mouth, his armpit, his ear, or his hair, amongst other ways. Amar Reb Lazar, Hamotzi masu l'malam me'asar tefachim chayiv. Reb Lazar says, if you carry an item above 10 tefachim off the ground, you're still chayiv. Shekein masu b'nei kahas, because this is how the Levi family of Kas carried the Klei HaMishkan. We know this from two sources. The first proof assumes that the Levim were 10 amos tall, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to be that tall in order to spread the oil over the Mishkan. So we assume if it was true of Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone else, all the other Levim must have been 10 amos tall also. The Mizbeach was 10 amos tall, just like the Mishkan, and was carried using poles which would leave 2/3 of the height of the Mizbeach under the shoulders of the people carrying it. That would leave 6 2/3 amos of the Mizbeach hanging under the shoulders of the Levim, which would still leave well more than 10 tefachim in between the ground and the bottom of the Mizbeach, again assuming that the Levim are 10 amos tall. The second proof works even if the Levim were average height, and only Moshe was 10 amos tall, because Eina Shechina Shora El Al Chacham Gibor V'Ashir Balkoma was one of the qualifications of being a Navi, is to be a Balkoma, is to be someone who's very tall. But that was only Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not true of all the Levim. The Aron was 10 tefachim tall and was carried with poles that were 2/3 up the height of the Aron. This would leave 6 2/3 tefachim hanging below the shoulders of those carrying it, which would mean that even if they are of average height, there would be more than 10 tefachim of clearance between the ground and the bottom of the Aron. Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chia, Hamotzi Masu B'Shabbos Al Rosho, Chayiv Chatos. Rav said in the name of Rabbi Chia, if somebody carries something on their head on Shabbos, they're Chayiv for carrying, because that's considered a normal way to carry. The Gemara then amends this to say that your Pater, even if you're one of the Anshei Hutzal, who normally carries things that way, since Batl Daito Nesel Kol Adam, their way of doing things are considered insignificant in light of the fact that the vast majority of humanity doesn't carry that way. The Mishnah says, "Hamiskavin lahotzi lefanav v'balolachrov of pater." If somebody tries to carry something in front of him, but it shifts to be carried behind him, he's pater. However, "Hamiskavin lahotzi lachrov v'balolafanav chayiv." If he tried to carry something behind him and it shifted to in front of him, he's chayiv. So there are two basic approaches in the Gemara to resolve the discrepancy between the two cases. Amar Reb Lazar, Tavra mishanazu lo shanazu. The first approach is that the Tana who taught one halacha could not have taught the other halacha. They are clearly a contradiction to each other. And Rava, however, distinguishes between the two cases. When something shifted from in front of you to behind you, it becomes less guarded, and that's why you're pater. When, however, it went from the back to the front, the guarding was actually upgraded, so you would be chayiv for accomplishing even more than you initially intended. It's like a super malachas makshaves. The Gemara originally thinks that even in a case where la'achrav bolo la'achrav, where you intend to carry something behind you and you did carry it behind you, there would be a machlokas tanaim whether you'd be chayiv. However, the Gemara concludes that la'achrav bolo la'achrav divrei kol chayiv. Everyone would agree you're chayiv in that case. La'achar yado v'raglo divrei kol potter. If it's carried in a very unusual way, on the back of your hand, on the top of your foot, everyone would agree you're pater. Where's the machlokas tanaim? In a case of bipundaso upia lamata, you carry it in your money belt with the opening hanging down. Rabbi Yehuda would consider it just like le'achrav bolo le'achrav and say you're chayiv, and the Chum would compare it to le'achar yado v'raglo and say that you're pater. The Mishnah and Brisa outline the rules of two people doing a malacha together. Generally, we would assume ba'asosa ha'osa eskula, when a person does an entire malacha is chayiv, but not when he only does part of a malacha. Zeyachol zeyachol, Rabbi Meir mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon potim. If each guy could have carried the item himself, but they carried it together, Rabbi Meir says that both people are chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that both people are potter. Ze'eno yachol ze'eno yachol, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir mechayiv, and Rabbi Shimon potter. If neither fellow was able to carry the item himself, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would say they're both chayiv. Rabbi Shimon would say they're both potter. Ze yachol v'ze eino yachol divrei kol chayiv. If one person can do the malach on his own, but the other person cannot, then all agree that one of them is in fact chayiv. That's review of Shabbos Daf Tzadi Beis.